Luke chapter 6, verse 39 to 49. So I just prepare us for some of the unogononge uri mvunzo we ma teaching atachite ma covenants.
It can be a question in line with the teaching that we'll be having.
So that one's gonna be able to amen.
What you want to understand? Luke 6 verse 39. And he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind?
Can the blind lead the blind?
Shall they not both fall?
Shall they not both fall into the ditch?
The disciple is not above his master. But everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote?
It's okay. And everyone who is perfect shall be above his master. Now, chino wancha ndo ndo kuzivise pata kudano pinda, even if usirukuzo pinda kuma prayers yoyo.
One thing that I want to tell you where we want to go, even if you're not going to get into the prayers.
Dudoti munzu kuzivise the realm, renounce the spiritual realm.
I want you to understand the spiritual realm.
I've always told
you, and I will continue to tell you, that your lake of vision
of it
doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
It's a realm.
This is a realm
that
exists.
Hello?
Amen.
It's a realm that exists.
This is a realm that exists.
Panotanga kuita disadvantage vanhu vakawanda, especially we Christians.
The beginning of disadvantages of most people, especially Christians.
Ndekuti we pray but we're blind.
It's that we pray and yet we are blind.
Andimaona ndikati like now stand up and let us pray.
Have you seen if I say right now let us stand and pray?
Chinoita kuti mwanga achidzoti
what causes other people to yawn?
Umwe charo tatakuna matafuti.
Another person is saying we are praying again.
It's
because
a physical thing.
You are taking prayer as something physical.
Your prayer life is determined when you're zoro kona panyama.
Your prayer life is being determined by things that you're seeing in the physical.
The flesh zoro kona panyama and you're the pushing factor in prayer life.
And yet what you are seeing physically is not the pushing factor of prayer.
There is a realm, the spiritual realm. Rinova iro realm rinema activities and not reality.
Which is a realm that has got activities that I call reality.
So, ukanamata uri blind, usingaziwa about that realm.
Blindly, not knowing about this realm.
Already 98% of mawoza kwa kundwa.
Already 98% of your wars have been
defeated. Because unogona kuti amen.
You might say amen.
Prayer kwesati apedza kuokuta zvinhu murealm iro.
Before your prayer alters things in that realm.
Dzimwe nguva unogona kunamata uri behind.
At times might pray lagging behind.
Dzimwe nguva unogona kunamata uri ahead.
At times might pray when you are far ahead.
Saka with that realm randuti spiritual realm charakanakira.
In that realm, the spiritual realm, what is good about it?
Kana uri away.
If you are away.
Kana chiti away ndikureva kuti kana uri usiri blind in that realm.
If you are not blind in that realm,
unotanga kunzwisisa importance echinonzi prayer.
You start understanding the importance of prayer.
Unotanga kunzwisisa again.
You start understanding again
how also to make madots kuti abatane.
How to make those two needs together.
Saka a lot of us pane problem pekutanga why we are lazy in prayer.
Most of us, the first problem
we are blind.
What causes laziness is because we are blind. Look at the person next to you. What causes them to tell fast?
They tell you
we have got ulcers. It's because they don't see.
Pandokudza kuti tsanyo kati ndonzwa dzungu.
If I call you to fasting and you say I feel dizzy.
One day ndesazondinomhanya.
One day I did not know that I'm an athlete.
So one day ndandirikukadomo.
One day I was in Kadomo.
Tenda kunonzwa gravo.
We used to go to gravels.
So kuma gravo imvura I think munokunzwisa. This
place is got water that is like.
Bagaram chena magrava story kumboti kwenda kumagrava.
When you are going to such places, you don't say it.
Unongo buda muzungusangana na umagrava.
You just go and you meet the place.
Saka part time yachona yoyo ende no magrava, ndaka discover zvekubhaguta ndigone.
During that time when we went to such places, everyone, when you're seeing water, you think you are
going to swim.
You are getting water because of what you drink.
But
when the water is now more like in a pool.
So panagati tudakupinda sauma grafa upinde nembachika zese.
So in those places you don't get into the water with all your clothes.
Unopinda uri birthday boy.
You enter into that water naked.
Motsvaga pamune sembe dzenyu pekuti kana murimo pakazoya mwe vanhu avatore hembe.
And you look for a secure place to put your clothes.
So tatsvaga pekuisa hembe tapawana.
So we found a place to
So inino pekutanga ndatonzwa ndombindo.
At first I was
So tanga kukupa shungu unoona vanhu vango navo kuba chipinda. So unenge vachiita so zvinozoona nindo zviita.
What gives you courage is to see others doing.
But reality inozotsveka wada mupindo nzoti mwiri wako nemvura zvisikwirirana.
But reality strikes when you
find. Iwo unenge uchitonga tukakamira ngati saka unopesera kutsvaga pekuti utsike uri mwe.
So you start looking for a place to step on when you're in the water. So I said, let me go out. I got out and I said, let me secure your clothes. I think God was with me that day.
I think
my failure was in the next 5 minutes. Because God knew in the next 5 minutes.
So in the garage, I
was wearing my clothes and guarding other people's clothes. At first, I heard the sound of a stone.
Sound
and I was worried about that sound.
But the picture turned out very
It's the second time I heard the sound of the stone.
I heard
my friend Neva.
I got in the
screaming, I've been hit.
So in the Ghana, I no, Vurandans were at least Uchango. Panem Naruti Tema.
The sound that I heard, I knew it was. Sakaparuza Mere
Tukona, Neturo, Patrudi.
When you are screaming, I saw him bleeding.
So Pokakafu Panichamuruma.
At first we thought he had been hit.
But
when he was hit, he got out with a bout. And someone was using a catapult to shoot at us.
When everyone
was
to come up,
I thought of my life. That's when I discovered I'm good in running. At school, when teachers are calling you to run,
zero kana cramp ya kandi bata kana kufemereka kana kudi dinda ya panamba. Chaka sota kutondisi sanda kachoka so.
I did not have an excuse.
Bandona wako achibaja pa maribu birthday suit.
I saw my friends running and they were laughing.
Patika taka kudaku seka dozo kapoza zandidi.
When I wanted to laugh, that is what almost got me
caught.
These guys are following
me.
Up until today, I've never reached number one in running. What am I trying to say? There are revelations that if you start seeing, you see other abilities that you can even pray for 4 days
and 4 days. And this is what I'm saying. No.
I'm not saying
you've into that realm.
If you peep in that realm, and you start seeing things that cause robbers to come.
And
you see other beings and seeing your status in that realm. A man of God will not tell you to
sometimes
fast.
Our lack of fasting is lack of ability to see.
At times, the lack of our fasting is the lack of our ability to see.
Excuses when it comes to prayer.
That is why we have a lot of excuses when it comes to prayer. Even we only call for us to
what
God
calls
you to speak in tongues and you sit down. It's because you can't see what is happening.
So today, ndinambo kuzamisa kukuonesa according to my experience, and you know it's going
to matter. Today, I want to try to cause you to see according to my experience. Maybe you are able to see and understand.
Because
you are going to ask yourself, what is the status? No matter how much I pray for you, there is a point where I cannot get with you.
Now, physical life.
What you are seeing in the physical life.
All right.
Do Do you know, no matter how much I love you,
nangwe ndikandakuda,
even if I love you,
ndine mama rooms anzingapinde newe,
there are some rooms where I cannot get with you.
Rudo ruripo.
Love is there.
Mutwele tunopinda wega.
You go by yourself in the
toilet. Wozvibatsira wega.
And you help yourself in the toilet.
Munenzwisa.
Do you understand?
Ndikwedza kutaura kuti even mu room ye life yako.
I'm trying to say even in the room of
pane mama onyangu ndakakunamatira zvakadima mwandi tenderwe kupinda.
There are other rooms where I'm not permitted to enter.
Munonzi mama ke.
This is a private place.
Akuzvionera ega.
You see to eat by yourself.
Have you
ever eaten guavas?
And
you go into that room after eating guavas.
You
don't scream and call your mother to do it on your behalf, no matter how much she loves you. Even if she loves you, that room and your guavas, you finish it by yourself. And you go out after finishing it with yourself. Because everything is dying.
No matter
how much the pastor loves
you,
no matter how much you give,
panemwe area nemwe room yekuti ikoko unopedzerana ndiwe naMwari muri mega.
There is an area and the room that it's you and God alone. Do you understand? Do you understand?
So as a Christian unofara kutoziva kutova ne that understanding.
As a Christian, you are supposed to have that understanding.
Kuti apazi pese even kuchana matirwa na mfundiso chipora.
It's not every time where the man of God is going to pray for you and you are healed.
Pamwe pacho unochana matirwa.
A time they're going to be prayed for.
But Mwari chavari kuda ndiwe.
But what God wants is you.
Unofara utozoita zvakaita Hezekiah zvekuti anotarisa kuma walls otanga kuchema kuna Mwari.
You are supposed to do like Hezekiah that
Mwari vatozomunzwa vodzosera mfundisi chenda unomudza.
And God hears him and calls the man of God.
Kunyange mukanzi pata chamangura ngura chemweya.
Even if there is a giant in the spirit.
Pane pamwe pasingasvike newe.
There is a moment and a time when
pekuti prayer yako muromo wako ndowakudiwa.
Your prayer and your mouth is the only thing
dosaka muchona kuti it means deliverance.
That's why you see what we call deliverance.
Haidi vanhu vari lazy.
It doesn't want lazy people.
I will explain to you per course of 3 days.
I will explain to you on the course of
and why vamwe ma deliverance asiri kuita complete.
And some of you, why is your deliverance not being complete?
Unofara usvika pekuti newe unoneta nekumanifesta.
You are supposed to get to a point of being tired of manifestation.
Pese pangonzi fire.
Every time when they call fire.
Rakutobuda mauri. This. Mauri wega wega pano yese.
That demon is manifesting you alone.
Unofara usvika pekuti unoneta ndakambodii.
You are supposed to get your point of being tired. What is my step?
Ndokudzidzisa kubatidza that environment of fire.
And I teach you to kindle the environment.
Yekuti next time patsva svika uchinzi fire.
Next time when they say fire,
unoramba wakamira uchiti mufundisi taurai zvimwe.
You continue standing as a man of God say and say something else.
Saka pane pamwe pekuti kunyango kada kunzi usvitswe.
There is a moment that even if they want to take you there,
panoda iwe.
It requires your absolute
hello.
Presence. Hallelujah.
Panoda iwe.
It requires your absolute presence.
So, prayer tiri kuti prayer.
The prayer that you are calling prayer.
Imimi majaira prayer because kwatakabva.
You are used to prayer because where?
Munhu wese ndakakubvunza kuti unonamata here.
If I ask you, do you pray?
Munhu wese anoti eh.
Everyone says yes, I pray.
Because unofungidzira kunamata ndokwatachita pana peko kufamba famba.
You think prayer is what we have been doing here of walking around?
Wobuda dikita.
And you sweat a lot.
But do you know unogona kushitesa zvosina kunamata?
But do you know you can do that without even praying?
Unogona kutenderera panapa.
You can go around in circles.
Uchingotaura mashoko.
Just speaking words.
Uchingo practice hako kushauta.
And practicing to shout.
But zvisina kana effect hazviri kuita.
And not having a single
now, effect. Zvese zvazvinzwisise kana usina spiritual eye.
All these things you don't understand them if you don't have a spiritual eye.
And this kutaura kuti kana usina mweya mutsvene ndikureva kuti kana usiri spiritually aware.
I'm not saying without the Holy Spirit, but I'm saying ability when you're not
aware, spiritually
aware, the ability to be spiritually aware,
you know, need the Holy Spirit. Spirit.
It wants you to be opened in your eyes.
Okay.
Amen.
How do I know kuti prayer ndaita nge effective?
How do I know the effectiveness of my prayer?
You
don't know it by your voice going down.
There's a realm where not ziswa kuti no kwa wabva wagadzirisa zvinhu.
There is a realm where you are made known that where you are coming from. Even ukadzoka panapa,
it might take time kuti zvizotanga kumanifestation.
Even if you come back here, it
but
might take time for
manifestation. With that realm.
But in that realm, everything is aligned.
Ezekiel 37, it is so common.
Ezekiel 37, a common script.
Do not mean it. Ezekiel chapter 37.
Ezekiel 37 verse?
Verse 1.
Ezekiel 37 verse 1.
Yes.
The hand of the Lord was upon me.
The hand of the Lord was upon me.
And carried me out in the spirit.
And carried me out where? In the spirit. Now.
In the spirit of the Lord.
Now. In the spirit of the Lord.
And set
this
me down.
Is Ezekiel a prophet. And the part time, it was a time of separation.
During this time, it was a time of separation.
Anga enda ku prayer.
He had gone to prayer.
Achitanga kunamata the hand of the Lord
as
came.
He began to pray, the hand of the Lord came.
In other words, he was ushered into another realm. Ahasku ushwa after prayer. This is during the prayer.
He's not being ushered after prayer, but during prayer.
Which means akuudzwa arudakunoudzirwa ma prayer points.
Meaning they want to tell him prayer points.
So most times mu prayer kana waku lidwa namweya.
Most times in prayer, when the spirit is leading you.
Ndopande kudzwa ma prayer points abve kwa uri anobva mu prayer.
This is when I told you prayer points do not come
but from
you. But kuti ugone
kuva nema prayer points unofaronge une ability in the realms.
But for you to have prayer points, you're supposed to have an ability in the realm.
Ko pastor kanosina ability but uda kuita ma prayer points.
Man of God, if you don't have this ability but you want to have Doya
ndati chanchi kudzidzisa zvejekerere.
This is what I said, I'm going to come
kushikira
and tell
you. Kushikira wako ability yekuona ma prayer points.
Until you have the ability to receive prayer.
Because mama muri kuti my prayer points in the enyu.
Some of the things you're calling
prayer points.
In
nonsense.
The realm, they are not known as prayer points. It's just nonsense.
But uri kunamata zvauri kuda.
You are praying what you want.
Hausi kunamata the time. Prayer yenguva, seasoned prayer.
You are not praying the prayer of the
Saka tinanonzi ma seasoned prayers.
We have got seasoned prayers.
Iwayo ma seasoned prayers ana matiro nekuda kwezvikutika panyama.
You don't pray these prayers because of what
Vukatozona zvakuitika inye kuti already makatononoka. In manifestation because chese chamuri kuona now.
Everything that you are seeing now.
Okay.
Amen.
I was watching Papa Facebook Musuno.
Recently, I was watching on Facebook.
It was after Patantu to South Africa with Apostle Jala.
It was after we had gone to South Africa with Apostle Jala.
There's a void.
As we were sitting, I said, "Men of God,
and in the spirit,
a
voidness,
we can feel it in the spirit
when it comes to my nations.
When it comes to nations,
because there's no longer a prophet arutar on behalf of my nations.
There is no prophet speaking on behalf of prophets.
And
it's
not T.B. Joshua Memona say imimi.
I did not know how you saw T.B. Joshua.
But do you know T.B. Joshua before that on Boita Zokuti ministry Negudi? Nagatanga kumone in a vision.
I first saw T.B. Joshua in a vision.
TV, I thought it was a vision.
When I saw him for the first time on the television, I thought it was a
with
vision.
That vision,
in that vision, and I told her, do you know I've received signs of the coming of Jesus?
Thy kingdom come. If you still remember, there's a war between Iran and Israel.
When I was standing on the
pulpit,
and during that
there's a secret somewhere.
There is a secret somewhere in the mountain that Iran is hiding.
But they want to launch against Israel.
But they want to launch against Israel.
And the first kingdom come and get 2000.
During this time,
I want you to see something.
I want you to see something.
It was 2014. First the kingdom come and just on the
first,
but not more.
I want you to see something.
That sign in a chapter and Uzoka Jesus, not Uzoka, where rapture.
This sign has got something to do with the rapture.
Rapture goes with Uzoka Jesus.
Rapture is not the coming back of Jesus.
Don't
confuse
Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. Don't confuse Jesus. pakuma rapture kuenda kwe church.
Rapture is the going of the church.
Zero sign ye Iran ne Israel.
The sign of Iran and Israel.
Ine chekuita nekudzoka kwa Jesus.
It has got more to do with the coming
of Jesus. Another sign, there's a prophet anenga asis, but you andakudze ava ndakavataura.
I did not tell you, but I said it to him.
Joshua chatorwa way before rapture. It's a sign.
Is going to be taken before rapture. This is a sign.
Because it's one of the prophets.
You did not know the gift that you had been given.
Because he was a prophet to the nations.
He was a prophet to the nations.
Right?
Amen.
I can't talk about that today. Spirituality.
I want to talk about spirituality.
Sign here on the chinzi is going to go.
That sign when they said he's going to go.
He was healthy
coming out of the television. The time when you see that he has been taken will be very close.
But the sign that terrified me was Iran.
But the sign that terrified me was the sign of Iran. If you go back in time where we used to have
about a teapot shake, and there's a shaking in Zimbabwe.
I told you of the shaking that is
going to happen.
I saw a teapot shaking.
2013 or 2012, I just see it.
I'm talking of things that happened in 2012, 2013. What I'm saying, there's a shaking coming. During this time, I would hide myself and pray. And the head of God would come upon
but
me.
But
when I saw these things, it was as if it was happening.
I traveled and
I would travel and see these things in the realm. And I come back and start praying. This was the
blessing
of thy kingdom come. When God said I should
start,
you are preparing my coming back.
I'm very cautious of who I call to come and preach but thy kingdom come.
That's why you see I'm cautious on those that I call
because
to preach.
Because message
Because I know the message that I've been given.
That's why I don't struggle to tell you about the kingdom.
That's why you see, I don't struggle to tell you about
because
the kingdom.
Because Panama mysteries a kingdom.
Because there are mysteries of the
now,
kingdom.
Now, I'm not breaking, no.
What I'm saying, I'm not breaking. No. I am informing you.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello. That's the power in the realm.
I want to show you the power that is in the realm.
Now, but guy,
imagine.
How many years did it take after that prophecy? Tibi Joshua Jesutoro Namar Iran. It was last week or last week, but when Iran
it's last week when Iran.
How many years since then? Not one.
Israel. I want to see.
Juneta prayer. I realm by Pindwa ne prayer.
This is a realm that prayer entered.
What
I'm talking to you, I did not start it
today. Another prophet
recently,
of God. I respect the Lord. I saw about a shaking. It was a crossover.
Mom was
but when did
about,
we talk about it?
About a prophecy
2012
given by a respectable
and that
prophet
shaking is coming. Strong and
shaking,
we'll feel it.
This shaking is coming and it's going to be very strong and you will feel it. I saw a teapot shaking and it was said, this is Zimbabwe.
My details that we can't even share.
We can't share the details.
But not to want a power in the prayer kana mkatanga kuita when you are not blind. Munopinzwa mu realm.
When you are not blind and you pray.
And you start to now auchana mate nezvorikona panyama.
You are no longer praying about what you are seeing.
Prayer points.
You are now receiving prayer points.
Nezvorikona mu realm.
By what you are seeing in the realm.
Saka chigandika ndinabuda mu that realm.
Imagine if I come out of that realm.
Ndosvika kuna mukadzi.
I come here and I find myself.
And the end prayer point.
I don't take the issue of your wife as a prayer point.
You know, as a prayer point.
I take what I've seen there as a prayer point.
My prayer points.
This is why I'm saying some of the prayer points are saying prayer points. They are not matters. There are issues that matter the most. You are chasing after churches with excellence.
In a power and a hippie.
Which church is power?
Yet there is a lot that is happening now. And this chaos yatanga, but not tanga now. Some and, years back.
And there's a lot happening and chaos that has begun, but not now, but years back. Amen. It's as if I'm talking to myself. Maybe it's the white suit that I'm wearing. People are thinking I'm an apostle. I'm an apostle of a white garment. What is missing is just the rod. I want to look for that rod. Maybe you might be able to hear me.
Hey. But I want you to see.
Ezekiel is saying that spirit, the hand of the Lord came upon and me. And he took me and put me in the spiritual realm. Everything that is now following is a prayer point. When he went into the valley of the
bones. But mind you,
remember,
this is the realm of the spirit.
This is the realm of the spirit where he's prayer. And yet he physically is in
prayer. Prayer room.
He's in this prayer room.
But in the spirit, he's traveler.
But in spiritual realm, and here people are seeing a person who is making
groanings. During prayer.
But the real person is not
dead.
He has been taken and into the valley of the bones.
No, sir, I'm talking about one of the things that the devil attacks is the eye that sees.
One of the things that the devil attacks is the eyes that see. The fact that you see, he doesn't like
the first attack in Ouya pa church.
The first attack that comes on a church, gather, but you are supposed to be blind. When you are blind, you're going to spend more time praying for a
church.
And you pray for an evangelist who is delaying to get married. And yet the nation is moving.
Prayer points according to you, to what we see as per flesh.
You give each other prayer points according to the physical. When you are blind, you have blind prayer points. That's why the Bible says no blind man. Both of them will fall into a ditch. Hallelujah.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Saka kana muri mapofu church inopesera kukoshesa zvinhu zvisipo.
If you are blind, the church values things that are not there.
Zvekuti munopesera mafunga kuti excellence inoradzwa pana Mwari.
You end up thinking excellence is a demonstration of the presence.
Musi kuti excellence inoradzwa pane Mwari.
Not knowing excellence is a demonstration of the availability of money.
Saka munopesera muchiti church yedu Mwari akazara because kune excellence.
You end up saying there is God at our church because lights what evangelists will put thinking that they
just,
if you are not careful, the man of God will be touched.
Because
spiritually nobody is seeing that God is left. We might wear suits.
Tinogona kuita excellent deco.
We might have an excellent deco.
For one praise, you know, imba chaizvo.
And we have a powerful praise and worship.
But moto usipo.
And yet the fire is not there.
Zvinotoda vanhu vanopota vachipipa in the realm.
It needs people who peeps into the spiritual realm.
Kuti vaonoti moto wacho Jehovah wacho aripo here.
To see if the fire and the God is there.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Sa tinopedzisira takumeja umwari nezvinhu zvisiri izvo.
We end up measuring godliness with wrong things.
Because vanhu mapofu havasi kuona.
Because people are blind, they cannot see.
Zvinzwisa zvanzana ngura.
Do you understand?
Sa ndosamtonoti.
That's why you see.
Even kuti church muZimbabwe timire.
For a church to stand in Zimbabwe.
Spiritually, spiritual calendar is kuri Jesus church yacho.
We don't know the spiritual calendar as a church.
And that is because they are not getting captain with this.
And we don't know the captain of the season.
This is what the Republic says, Zimbabwe.
And we don't know our status as a nation, Zimbabwe.
My blogger, do I kumanya manje, do I'm a voice kudarika mwari.
The bloggers are the voices more than God.
Kusura pakuti tese se church tinotsvaka kuti saka runzi munhu waMwari zvozvino ndiye munoenda pa blogger vo kuti muone kuti runzi munhu waMwari ndiye saka kova muMwari vasina mari kubhadhara blogger.
How about those of God who cannot pay for the blogger? Amen.
Hallelujah.
So, blindness. Upofukarova.
When blindness hits you,
your first attack your church.
This is the first attack of the church.
Muketa church evanhu vari blind.
If you have a church of people that are blind,
vanhu vasingaone.
People who cannot see.
Nyangwe prayer yenyu inenge iri useless sometimes.
Even your prayer will be useless.
Because amusikuziva target yekurova.
You don't know the target to hit.
Amusikuziva chekunamatira.
You don't know what to pray.
Saka tisingazive vanhu patiri kungatange kunamata.
What people don't know is when you are saying let us
prayer mukatanga kunamata munota unoona ma spirits achi traveler.
When you are starting prayer, you see spirit.
Takamira panapa but unogona kupinda munzvimbo.
As we are standing here, you can go to other places
by prayer.
By prayer.
Ndosanga muchona ndikamira ngati let's pray.
That's why you see, if I stand and say let us pray.
Tinogona takaunamata panapa tese.
We can all start praying.
But uchinamata ndogona kuona munhu. Iye handizotanga chizviona here.
As we are praying, I can see a person. I don't know whether they see it.
Achita pamune muchitari kunamata nematongues.
When you are saying they are praying in tongues.
Ndogona kuona umwe achinobata mai vake.
I see someone holding his mouth.
Ndotsvaka saka imbori nyaya iyi.
And I start to search what issue. Ndopautanga
kudzironzi namata kune Jerry.
Then you are told, pray, there is prison.
Vazhinji venyu zvimwe zvamakapinda nazvo zvimwe makazvinamatira pata muso makazvinamatira.
Most of you things that you are going through, you pray.
You don't know. Ndosaka uchiona kuti ukava spiritually awake.
If you are spiritually awake,
wotanga kupiwa chipo chendimi.
And you start receiving the gift of speaking in new tongues.
Munhu akadaro naMwari anokutravelerai. My places in prayer, he travels.
A person like that, in prayer, they travel. When they are here, they can pray for people that are in the UK now.
I used to do that. I used to go up and get my tongues. When I did the ceremony.
I used to do that when I come here, start praying in tongues, I'll call.
But just imagine,
I'm here and I'm praying.
But the Spirit of the Lord will pick you.
But the Spirit of the Lord will take you. And you see you are traveling, going to a place.
Once was ceremony originated.
And you hear a name of a person being called out.
I think we were here one day when we were praying.
I think you were here one day when you were praying.
Then I heard a name. Munwacho was a visitor.
I heard a name of a visitor.
Did you
not know the sister wanted to commit suicide during service? During that time when we were in service. And we were praying during service. I heard a name echoes.
There's a name
and I searched and said, there's a name that I'm hearing. And the person said, this is the name of my sister.
You remember.
And I said, can you call this name? She tried to call at first and the phone was not picked up. Secondly, the phone was not picked up. And I said, continue calling until you pick.
Papa so frame my phone bona sister came send her a message.
When she opened another phone, she saw the message.
It is suicidal letter.
And it was a suicidal letter.
Kuti ndikazotsvaga munondiwana body yangu pakati nepakati nepakati.
If you search for me, you are going to find my body on such a place.
Ndikati phone nai achadera asati afa.
And I said, call, she's going to pick up.
But as I'm talking to you now, Ari Mota.
But as I'm talking to you, she's actually
driving.
Call until she picks up.
Pakazodaira.
When she gradually picked up her phone.
Even today, I go for the wrong area, spiritual exercise.
For her to pick up her call, it was a spiritual
Kuti
exercise. Let her pick up
as it were panyama, dana kana mufosa panyama, zvifoswe panyama.
You don't do it physically. You can't.
Munhu a give up at next call and cha pick and aenda.
It's a person who has given up on life and said, I'm not going to pick up the next.
Then sister chori muchechi iri kunamata. Iye ruto funga kuti kunamatira business.
The sister is in church and
para kuti ndima hazvizoti ari kunamatira suicide spirit ikuda kupinzwa ngozi through sister.
When she's praying in tongues, she doesn't know she's praying for a suicide or spirit coming in through the sister.
Iye umuridzwe prayer hazvizoti a traveler.
The owner of the prayer doesn't know she has traveled. And I told him, tell her that the pastor wants to see you. She said, man of God. I don't even know her, and she did not even
but
know.
But the church wants the pastor to know what's going to be.
What is causing her to hear that pastor and
from
she
said, I'm coming? From Mazoe Road,
from Mazoe Road, she made a
U-turn.
And I said, I'm going to wait for her here. I'm not going to depart from Stoons until she comes. And she got here and I said, why do you want to commit suicide? Your issue is not problematic. It's like
but
this.
But nothing was say prayer.
But how did you enter into such areas? It's because of prayer. When people see, they avoid the pits.
Just imagine.
Imagine. Some of the things that you are causing without your knowledge. The danger of causing issues is this. You are going to pray on the right environment.
Prayer is powerful, but
and you have got a powerful prayer, but not knowing what you have incited. When you go back home, you see chaos. And you think every time you are praying, things are getting chaotic. Not knowing you are praying blindly, but only if you could see what you have hit with your prayer.
Why sanita foot? Why tanga foot? Why pinda foot in prayer?
You were not going to grow tired, but you'd go back into prayer and
start.
Do you know you can see the answer visibly before you can see it?
Answer kunda pindura unozviona usati musati mamboona mvura yakubuda panapa kana chii. Answer inooneka mu realm.
The answer you see it in the spiritual realm before you even it even manifests the physical.
Can you imagine kuti Ezekiel ari kutaura?
Imagine Ezekiel is saying.
Parko nama pfupa akaoma akanzi profita ano because mu realm kana waama hainzi prayer.
In the realm when you are in the realm it's not a prayer.
Because Makuko is now a conversation.
You are having a direct conversation.
But what did I go to prophecy? Rotanga ko existakana wakutzo. Is it a message? Yako, it is a message. Yotu kufara kutzokira kovana.
A word prophecy starts existing when it's not your message. Right. You're supposed to give it to others.
Let me rephrase
this.
Isosis.
Right at this present moment.
Dikatanga kunna mata.
If I start praying.
Dikapinda mu realm.
And I go into the realm.
Right?
Amen.
Now, my spirits andiri kunzwa andiri kutaura nawo.
The spirits that I'm hearing and communicating.
Andiri kuta conversation nawo.
When I'm having a conversation with them.
I inzi prophecy.
It's not a prophecy.
Inenge chinzi tiri kutaurirana because the prayer is a conversation between God and his children.
It's a conversation because prayer is a conversation.
Chamunoti prayer in mimi.
What you call prayer.
Prayer wataura.
When you do it alone and you don't hear from God, it's not a prayer, you are just speaking.
A conversation.
It's supposed to be a conversation. If you speak, you give him a chance to speak. That's when you say, I'm coming out of
prayer.
You don't come out of prayer without hearing anything when you're the one who was just speaking. You don't come out. That's why prayer is disappointing. You are saying it does not work.
Because wakarwa ma 10 days.
You have 10 days. You hit 10 days.
Ukarwa ma 10 days. Mkanoongana se church. Mkataka shabarada. Uchikika.
You are 10 days as a church and you gather together. He did not give him a chance to say.
Waiting period.
You are supposed to give them a
chance. After prayer, wataura, pinda futi prayer for hour wakanyera kuti zi.
When you pray, go into the prayer for an hour. When
prayer futi yoyo.
That is a prayer.
Kungo pinda mu room onyarara.
Getting into your room and keeping quiet.
What did you pay mu kana mu yamchene taure?
And you say, Holy Spirit, I'm giving.
Nyango kanzwa opera ta.
Even if you feel sleepy.
Ingu ayako na mari.
It's your time with God.
Nyango uri momo mu period. Momo chawa ona chese. Muka nyora na ona daka peka blouse re red.
When whatever you see in that period.
Make a sense.
At times, at first, it doesn't make sense.
Maybe later on, it just will make a sense.
Maybe later on, it will make sense.
So,
you You go into your room.
This time,
and he said, this time this is the time of God to speak. Try to silence
your
mind. And say, God, I want to hear you. What is the status of
God?
What I'm talking about, you have to practice it.
Man.
When I start teaching mom these things, I said you don't fall pregnant until you hear it spiritually. You don't bring a child that you don't know who that child is. Pregnancy is confirmed in the spiritual. And I, as the father, I receive
the
name. And I'm given whether it's a boy, child, or a girl. And I come and I tell you. And the child then comes. Because the heavens is approved.
And what
I'm talking about is scriptural. That's why you see most people don't know the seeds that you're bringing on
earth.
Not all children are clean.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. My God. I might begin another man of God. To teach you how to cleanse your children if they are not clean.
Do you know there's a scripture not even Gugela when
you go church? Do you know there's a scripture that says even in hell there'll be toddlers?
Scripture.
Do you know in your Bible? It shows there are other children that are going to hell. Not all the toddlers are the seeds of the Lord. It's for another day. When you heard me talking about the dangers of polygamy, where do you think I got it from?
Because
I was arguing in that realm saying Abraham had many wives.
But attack could one mistakes against Abraham.
And I was told all the mistakes. But
that was
Abraham
one of
did.
His mistakes with Avakazu.
Having so many wives was one of his mistakes.
So nasi.
Up until today.
In mistake in the town, wonder with Avakazu.
It's a mistake that many people do to have many wives.
Because time frame.
You might take Haggai who is not in the time frame.
It means even Mwanacha Kunzre has a time frame.
Meaning the child that she's going to bring is not in the time frame of the Lord. It's difficult what I'm talking about. Hallelujah.
During that time, I
wanted to know my status personally.
This
is when I was taught consecration. How do you cleanse yourself?
The truth was even David.
And I was told even David.
Anga siri seed, chayengerimpewe yaito shunguruza.
He was not the proper seed.
How can you explain this? Mufana ne makore 15, 14.
A young man, 15 or 14 years old, not anointed,
but ari kubvarira shoma.
But he's tearing apart a life.
Simba remfana ne 15 years.
The power of a young man 15 years
old. Mweya iwegara paari wekuti shumba dzichisvika nemapere aibva. Asina kuzodzwa.
What kind of a spirit?
Before
he was anointed, he could tear a lion apart.
Simba iroro rekuti mupfana mweya wangu akamugara.
What kind of a spirit was?
Wekuti even baba vake ari the youngest, ndakanzi ungende mafuro. Vakazvonoti simba nemweya unogara pamwana wangu unoparadza vakoma vese. Vainyatsozvizoti mupfana anomira mushe ushu. Asina mwari angori diva. Because zvanga zvisiri pamutemo kuti at young age mwana akadaraniswa kumafuro kuIsrael zvasa tendero asi kana mwana ari a bastard aiendeswa.
Amen.
To understand paruya munhu wa Mwari Baba no kangana mwana wa wetu mtoro ta hasi mwana. He wanted to get rid of him now. Ukaudzwa kuti kwauya shumba. Baba vachorere away. Yekuti kwari kuenda kune shumba.
The father knew where he was going. They were lying.
Kosaka vakampa makwai.
That's why he gave him.
Vaizoti shumbe kafemedza makwai ino uya chete kwari.
He knew if the
father. Ino mubata akafa kasakanganisa dzinza rangu.
It will kill him.
Yaitove.
My generation.
Let's talk about in gaenda afire kusango.
It was the way of the father for him to die in the wilderness.
But chaiti ikasvika.
But when the lion came,
chai bvarura.
You tear it apart.
Tozvakataka kuvanetsa kuti mupfana anokura ari ega.
That's what troubled him.
Wow. Zvatiri kuti zvofara kumuraya ari kuzviuraya.
The things that are supposed to kill.
Ari kuzvigona sei?
How is he making it?
Mwaraka dewa ndasarudzei.
And God said I have chosen this.
Dewa ndasarudzei.
This is the one that I've
but
chosen.
But one of my secrets anga kabata David at young age.
Imagine the secrets that he had at
akaziva sei kuti demon riri muna soul rinodzingwa ne music.
How did he know that demon in soul
akazvibata kupi kana anga simboriwo an agent of the devil.
If he wasn't an agent of the devil, how did he know?
Mufano anogononge kumakomo ane mwetandara nayo.
This young man in the mountains, he might have spent time with other
because spirits. Because my prophet in Israel.
Because they were prophets.
But the demon of Saul rakaramba kuenda nevamwe vese.
But the demon of Saul could not go with
but he had to shika ngoti mirendi gare.
As he came, he said, let me sit.
Zvikati dzinga zvikanzi ndipe chekuridza.
Cast it out, he said, give me.
Akaziva sei kuti kind iyi inoridzirwa ichienda.
How did he know this kind of a demon needs an instrument for it to go?
Imbewu imwe ngeya panyike.
This was another seed that it came on earth. Hallelujah.
Rakara pasi.
Sit down.
Akudza about the realm remweya.
I want to tell you about the spiritual realm.
One day I think ndakatomboya ndikatombedzisa kuti mune vanhu vamurufungo kuti vanhu.
One day I taught you about this. There are people that you think they are people.
Wozona yazi munhu.
And yet, then you discover this is not a person.
Nemoyo hana.
Because they don't even have a heart.
Havana.
They don't.
Havana.
They don't have a heart.
Vamwe vacho at young age.
Some of them at a very young age.
They were caged in bondage.
They were caged in bondage.
And they were vachozvizive.
Some they don't even know.
Havazvizive.
They are not aware of it.
So Ezekiel paru kutorwa.
When Ezekiel was taken,
zvinonzwisika?
Do you understand?
Zvinonzwisika zvo?
Yes.
Ndikata dzungutoro pasadzove mashure mamhanya.
If I'm running, if I'm in a rush, please stop.
Because this is for marathon and this is for Olympics again.
We are not on marathon, we are not in the Olympics.
Zvote mfanhu kuti asiwo banda ndine COVID. Ndasiwo ndonda ndine COVID. Kumbodo to seke mama serious. Amen. But onai.
Look at it.
Ezekiel parukuratwa zvino.
When Ezekiel was shown this thing.
Mukanoverenga bhaibheri zvakanaka makadzika nayo yese.
If you go down the whole chapter of Ezekiel. After everything and the flesh now stand.
Mwarubva tanga mudzo mwana komana yemunhu.
And God told him, son of
Israel.
This is the nation of Israel.
Now, vanhu vacho vari kunamatira havasitozo kune murume ari mweya rugadzisa zvino.
The people that is praying for the donor, there's a man who is in the spirit praying. Go and tell them what you have seen.
And the Israel
and tell them Israel is now okay.
But can you imagine parukudzoka panyika arikudzoka pane same situation?
When he's coming back on earth, the situation
yasiya iri before papinda prayer.
The situation was as is.
But in the spiritual realm arikudzonzi mabhonzo abatana.
But in the spiritual you are
and I'm not talking it took years kuti prof kuti zvichitanga kumanifesta because kubva there akadzika chivadzo zvabatana.
Imagine it took years for the manifestation of the
confusion iripo.
I want you to see the confusion. Yekuti
ari kuya kuchurch achiti ma prayers enyu anzwikwa.
He's coming to church and saying your prayer.
But vanati dzokera kuvane zvikwereti.
But the children as they are going back there in church.
Zvinazvina kumira mushe mabasa akavhara.
Things are not okay, they are jobless.
But kunoko ari kuti muprayer ndaratidzwa zvanaka.
But here he's saying in the prayer I saw everything okay.
And chiona imakora zvakazotoro kuti zvichinaka.
And look at the years it took for things to be okay.
Ezekiel okure. Daniel wamajairo.
Daniel that you are used to.
Ari muprayer ndo parikuona kushitswa kwe is kubviswa nekukwidzwa kwemadzimambo ePersia.
While he was in prayer, that's when he saw the restoration and the removal of the kings of Persia.
Par kudzoka panyama.
When he's coming back into the field.
Ari kuvadzoti onda ndiri in prayer room but mambo hachisiri mambo.
You are saying I was in prayer room but the king.
But mambo wasiya an hour before pina prayer ndangori mambo.
But the king that he left an hour before.
But in the realms. But in
the spiritual realms, the king was dethroned.
But no one thinks way the greatest danger is ripo.
The people of God, hear me. The greatest danger
blind.
Is to pray when you are blind. You
not drain a power because you're not going to my prayers.
It can drain power because
most times after prayer.
Most times after prayer, you go back and find exactly the same situation.
Yet, prayer.
And yet in prayer, God is saying it's finished. Most of you are praying for things that have already been answered.
Because
people are blind, they cannot see.
One day,
the house of Grandma Rhoda. The church was praying for Peter to be
released.
They started having fastings and he was free.
Because
they did not see in the
spirit. They
wanted to, they continued to pray
and for him to be set free.
Up until when he knocked at
the door.
Peter at the door. The child ran and said, Peter is And the elder said, you are disturbing us. Let us continue. They continued praying and Peter was
danger.
The danger to pray when you are blind. You will pray for high blood pressure that is not going to kill you.
Because BP is not going to die.
Because you are diagnosed of hypertension.
Danger.
The danger to pray when you are blind. You are going to pray for cancer and you are going to die of death, of fire. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So, Muma realms.
In the
realms.
When people start praying.
Prayer
is not here where we do it.
In the realms.
In the realms.
There is a lady. It was South Africa.
There's a lady who shared with me a story that touched me.
So Nanapeta. What
I do is I see people and we have fellowship sitting down and
communicating.
After that we then see each other one on one.
So this lady came.
So this lady came.
Huh? She's a young lady.
I asked her, how old are you?
Then she said, I think in my 20s.
She said, I think in the 20s. Then I asked her, what are you doing?
So, I told her, my career.
She spoke about her career. Then I asked her, how old are you?
Because I just assumed.
I assumed every girl wants to be married.
Marriage.
And she said, marriage. And I asked her, when do you want to be married?
I don't think I'm ready for that.
And she said, I don't think I'm ready for that.
But why not now?
And I said, why not now?
Was in my 20s.
Because you are in your 20s.
Answer I can't depart shocked me.
The answer she gave me shocked me.
That was the first person who deeper answer I can dare upon this other.
That's the first person to give me such an answer amongst all the people that I've seen.
Because there's a discovery that I made.
And she said, I made a discovery. Every time when I pray, praying for a husband to marry me,
vision or anyway after.
I see in a vision or afterwards, being separated from people. And I stay alone.
One day,
up until one day,
in that dream, it was continuing.
In that dream, as if it was continuing.
I can't go ask your mother.
I was told to go and ask my mother.
Why is she rambling like
this? Why it's continuing to be like this?
So I asked, "What happened to the message? What's my answer? What happened to the
no, my one." Because I asked, "Did you then ask your mother?" Single. And she said, "What my mother told me then shocked me."
She was just single. Man, I mean, in this very single.
The mother was single, even the aunties were single.
Then I decided, DM Scano.
And the lady said, I then decided.
But I have to pray and be a sacrifice for my family.
I'm supposed to pray and be the sacrifice for my family. For the sake of my brothers. So that they can get married and stay in their marriages. And I said, what you are saying is very heavy. Finish off what you are doing.
Whatsoever you are doing in life.
Whatever you are doing in life. Maybe it's occupying you.
Then you pray.
And also pray. And then tell me what you think.
But it's okay.
And she said, it's okay.
Now, what touched me more? I isn't here to move.
It's not an issue that she's being moved by her surroundings. She's saying, as I'm praying,
they want A, B, C, D.
I'll see A, B, C, and D.
Then I said, for the sake of my brothers and my sisters, amen, someone must stop this. Now,
when you are saying you want to be married, where is that hunger of being married coming from? Is it not the addition of problems in the family or the generation? Hallelujah. When you're praying for that issue, where did you see it?
I think at one time I shared this story with youth.
At one point I shared this story at the youth service. Of a certain girl that I was in relationship with. And I said, I found a girl who prays.
My days, and that's what I don't know, because there's a Bible during Bible college.
I would tell you continually. After my Bible college, I'm supposed to get married. So let us pray.
So it was one day during prayer. I saw a wall and a door coming. Did you separate one? Did you sorrow one? Sorrow.
We're being separated. Another one remaining the other side. Another one going the other side.
Try to do everything, but in white train this was far from another.
We tried everything we could do, but we would even be drawing. I woke up and started calling. And I said, if you have got anything that belongs to me, let us meet
through my own stuff.
Because of love, she did not want to tell me what she had saw. Because she saw something also.
Because I
change. She said, we will change it.
You are playing
with the realm. If you can't change it in the realms, you cannot change it.
So, prayer katanga kuitwa.
When you start having prayer,
but are not traveling.
People can travel.
A person can be praying ari panapa.
A person can be praying here,
but otanga kuona ma pictures enzimbo.
And start seeing pictures of places.
Zimungu wa oni antanga kunzwa parukuna matanga kunzwa mwen language.
Some people don't see; they start hearing a language.
Otanga kunzwa kana ot a word did not drop.
And they start hearing words that are dropped in their spirit.
Achina mata.
As they are praying. This is where you are defeated by witches. The witch will come at your house or at your wedding dressed smart. They would have checked in the realm and they give you a gift to the child. After the wedding, our wedding
is done.
On the gifts, I told you not to open them. Look for another person who will open this gift. The The gifts were taken to mom's biological mother.
It was kitchen party. But it was bridal shower, sorry.
It was on the bridal shower.
Bridal shower, the
gifts came and I told them not to touch them.
Mirai.
Wait. Look for a person to open these gifts. On opening those gifts, she saw a charm, mom.
Mushonga.
She saw a charm.
Mushonga kutoratidza kuti kwaitwa dumwa chimushonga.
A charm.
Chiri pakati pezvipo.
Amongst the
chakaputirwa somu a gift bag.
It was wrapped in a gift bag.
Saka imi pamunozvenda muchinopururudza muchiti zvaita.
When you go and the ululate saying,
iye angasingapururudza kuti zvaita, ari kupururudza kuti akukufadzai.
They are not ululating for your success, they are ululating pamusi
we celebration yako.
They destroy you on the day of your celebration.
Bose vanhu vari kuyamwe nemichairo.
Some are coming with sweeping broom.
Iwari kuona muchairo wehozi muchairo rupi wachinhu.
Some you see the sweeping broom and yet you are not receiving a sweeping broom.
Takaenda one day umwe mukadzi achata.
We visited another lady after her wedding.
Achata ipinda pazayoja.
She was a Zayoja.
But auya prayer group yataita mazuva iwayo.
But she used to come to our prayer group during
achata nemukomana mukomana wake vaisanga ari mabra. I think mukomana anga nechigaro papa pa church.
The boy.
Angari mukomana nemusikana. Mukomana aibva Victoria Falls. Musikana achibva aibva kuno kundofunga.
The boy was from
Victoria. Musikana gara muno muchitungiza.
And the girl was from Chitungiza. And the boy had a stick.
Ndobva vachata zvakanaka.
They had a powerful wedding.
Pamuchato vakapiwa dhuvhe.
On the wedding, they received a
dhuvhe
as a gift.
Ndakafonerwa.
I received a phone
call. 8, 9, 10 p.m.
Around 8 to 10 p.m. at night.
Mfundisi svike pano vagara mukeipa.
Men of God come here.
Buda nerodhi nepa sera.
They used to stay here in. It was closer to our house.
That
I said,
no what
is... And I said, they said, it's not okay, come. I don't know who I went with. There's a man that I went with.
Takagamuchirwa neropa padoor.
We saw blood by the doorway.
Ndiroti ropa.
And I said, blood. And my heart was beating fast. And the man said, let us enter. I saw
your
husband, he had been hit by a stiletto in the head. As I got into the house,
attention yangu spiritual agenda paduve.
My attention went to the duvet. And I asked, what happened? The wife
said,
I don't know what got into me. I hit him with a shoe.
One of the quiet men on Zapaspezo.
You know, one of the most quiet men
I have.
He had no issues with anybody. He had been hit because he was not answering. Ladies. If you answer, you are hit. If you don't answer, you are hit also. Why are you not answering me?
Ndovaro.
And was hit by a shoe. People of God, forgive me. What I want to ask.
I think
2 weeks old in their marriage. And they said it's now 3 times
you're
fighting. They had called us because they saw blood. And I said, could I please ask? Every time you fought, will you be putting this duvet on your bed? And they said, every time we are fighting, this duvet
will go
out. And I said, take it out. Somebody bewitched you in your church. If you argue, look for a person to give. But it's all about
and
this duvet. As long as this duvet is
there,
you are not going to stay in marriage.
No.
It's in two parts. Either the duvet is going to stay or
they're
going to come. From that day, everything changed.
Duvet.
Just a duvet. You play around with
witchcraft.
And you are busy yawning and praying.
Mambo.
You are Siri
Pano.
Casually.
Father.
And you are yawning.
We are here. Father.
You
Father.
Are not even serious in your prayer.
Shambo Rokoto. Father. We are. Muripano nani?
You are here with who?
And they are respected.
They don't respect.
You pray with your eyes.
If you don't have the eyes, surround yourself with people that can see spiritually to surround you.
So, prayer, that places.
That prayer will take you to places. I don't want to say much. When you are here, you can see yourself in your village.
In prayer,
in prayer, people will not be able to see. And a voice will tell you to
open a dish.
As you open the dish, you see a snake. And you are told this is the thing finishing people. At times in prayer, you see people gathering, talking about
it,
looking for charms. Hallelujah. And you wake up in the morning and see the effects. Hallelujah.
It will be too late.
When you finally discover it, it will be too late.
So,
what God does the good
it is
thing
the spirit
you,
of the Lord.
When it is the spirit of the Lord and you enter
not travel into my years, my times.
You travel into years and times.
That's meeting.
In the morning, I was being asked. That's why I delayed. Another congregate was asking me. Man of God.
Thy kingdom come.
Everything has been happening. We want to prepare for thy kingdom come. Tell us what to do. We'll do.
Ha.
He looked at me and said, please tell me. Where do you get your power? Which power are you talking about? I asked. Which power? Power of power or what? Because what I'm using is also power. Doing things the way you do, you don't show up as a
challenge.
You congregate what you think when you're talking to us. You think we are living in another Zimbabwe that's difficult. You think everything is okay. If you ask mom here, at times she goes along to bed, I remain in prayer. In the morning, I go out. These days is a different scenario. I see you also in prayer. For you to say, I've prayed, it's no longer good. It's not possible. At times I say 1 hour, but I go for 4 or 5 hours.
Because
when you hear us saying we are fasting,
and fast no fast.
I don't fast the days you fast.
Can I no faster? 2 days and fast 2 times 2.
I don't fast the days that you fast. Like if I say 2 days, I do times 2. If we are saying we are going to pray for an hour, I go times 2. After that, I then do mine.
A fellowship
of my fellowship, and I give God a chance. But when you find me in my time, at times you might not see me. They just wake up and know the situation is different. And they know today is a different scenario altogether. I don't go out.
Now, you be understanding
what causes me to do this is because I understand what is happening. You want to go out when other dots are connected.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Now, so when we are talking about
this person was asking, so where is your power?
I
said, what you don't know, my life is a sacrificial gift.
It's not about what I've achieved.
It's not about what I've achieved.
In your kingdom,
it's
souls.
All about the kingdom and soul. My lives, I know I'm living on another ticket. I know the person whom I took these things from. So I know it's a ticket that is gone. It's like Esther was taken over the seat of
Vashti.
I know the person that I've replaced.
Every opportunity and one.
Every opportunity I get.
And then
I know some things that you don't know. You may come here and say and tell me that you're saving. But what God can tell me that what you're saving 5 years, you're not
being.
So all these things taught me, if you get a chance, do your best.
I'm a serial giver.
Even if I'm in a tight spot, I give.
I'm a tight spot.
I'm getting in a tight situation.
And the one to
around me, I don't want a person around me to
cry. I try by all means to make them all happy.
I try by all means to make everyone happy. At times, I don't tell you that I'm in a tight spot.
Because it's a life, it's a sacrificial life.
Because it is a life dedicated to sacrifice.
Because of that.
And I was telling them, because of that.
And the ones that don't postpone my program, and then the owner can end up
on. I don't want to postpone programs that I would have seen or God has given me. Amen. You save when you're told that you're going to leave.
But you think I save what you
when you don't know, you don't save until you know.
Invest.
You invest.
Uchina kids watch. You want to build even the next life to come.
And you invest building the next life to come. Hallelujah. So you think a person just wake up and say, I'm going to give all these people money. I'm going to give this person a car. I'm going to give this person a house.
A person,
look at yourself, just giving.
Even giving.
Even what we call giving, the real giving.
If you are blind, you can't give.
If you are blind, you cannot give because you don't know what you're giving.
It takes someone who sees.
It needs a person who is spiritually awake to know the act that they are doing. What does it mean?
I'm spiritually awake.
This is where my power comes. I am spiritually awake.
I have to be spiritually awake. I have to. Hello?
Amen.
I have to. And even you have to. For the sake of you, your children, and your family, you have to.
Amen.
You are spiritually awake.
You are supposed to pray when you are spiritually awake. And you know the child to pray more for. Amen. And for you to know the actions to do. The month we left is July.
July.
I was talking to mom, but the person gradually found it.
This is July
was supposed to have a bereavement in this church.
Here it was do or die.
That one was a do or die scenario.
And they never had it. One day when I wanted to tell the person,
actually called the person and said, come, let us meet. And I said to the person in the office,
and I want to protect him.
And I said, I want you to protect your family
with all you can.
With all your whatever you can do.
Yes, Baba.
You say, yes, I've heard.
Then I said again.
And I said it again.
Your wife.
And your child.
That protected your daughter.
Protect them to the last level.
Now, it means spirit.
If you see me coming to talk to you, it means spiritually.
Prayer.
The prayer has been done.
And you all want to.
And now you have got your duty to perform.
Max, I received the text.
In the morning, I received the text message.
the pastor. I received from that friend. In church,
nobody knows about the issue. So-and-so is not waking up.
Louis
could not wake up.
Louis Achamuke.
He's not waking up. Why?
And
I said to mom, no, I don't have a vehicle.
The next minutes.
If I heard he's not waking up in the next minutes, I'm supposed to go to Chitungwiza. But I've been given a very small door for him to come back.
And that, okay, let me communicate with this best friend.
And I said, let me communicate with the best friend. And I said, Mr. Chabuinja, where are you? And he said, I'm at work. And I asked him, did you hear the issue of Uluris?
And
I thought it's a
joke,
but it's not. Anytime I may call you wanting us to go to Chitungwiza.
Because something is not right.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
So Nagadiana Naya background.
And I asked, who is the person close to him on the ground?
Baba Chisango, that Tulani.
I think Tulani and Mr. Chisango.
That okay. Pay numbers are phone.
And I said, let me call them.
Because I want to pray for him. But in detained him namatira pizza bonikwana chirem.
But I want to pray for him. Make sure I pray for him after the doctor see him.
Then we pray for him.
And we pray for him.
And I asked
for his state, and they're saying he's getting worse by the day. He can't even move.
Now it all began my days and then covenant prayers.
It all began the days I started talking about covenant prayers.
That's how his father went.
God telling me that's how his father went.
Sudden.
It was a sudden death.
Nekwa zvabva apa zvikubatwa mu prayer. Nekwa zvabva nezvazviri kuita. And remember, it was 2-3 months before zvaitika zvandirikumbedzera
kuti God. The source and everything, this was in prayer. And I called him 2 or 3 months before.
It was after service like this. Ngamuti, I could not even give him that prophecy muno.
It was after a service like this.
Because to me, the God, this like, is too sensitive.
This is a person going.
And I
called him to the office and said, let us sit down. Please.
I also wanted to prepare also him.
Because
I knew Jangajiri at stake.
I knew what was at stake.
You are
playing on around the prayer. And you are called to prayer, you are in jokes. Busy biting your finger
now,
and people are praying.
And then in Kunamwari ndai chema chiti roya no player iri crucial.
To God I was crying.
And ambo veranda chema nekuti mburi kana kuti ndakachema roya ku cell group.
I did not cry with the family. If you take him,
look how crucial it is.
The role that is playing in church, look at how crucial it is. Amen.
Ndakachemera ro yesero.
I cried for the role of a cell group.
The role of a cell group.
If you take him, look at him. Remain behind. Amen. And I said, call him to the phone.
Even him, he knew that time is up.
Even himself, he knew that time was up. You have to know it. For you to say, I don't want to die, when the time comes, you know. We don't die, but when it comes, you go.
He knew that it's over. He knew because a spirit had told him. Him.
The spirit had told him.
Remember, that will be the last time.
When it manifests in the reality.
But you know, he did not know what for my man's Esewa. Even Banazon did.
He did not know that for months, even when I called him, we were praying for him so much.
So Banazon was a striker.
When I heard it had struck,
I said, okay, let's continue to pray.
We say, let us continue to pray.
Then Vandavati Pakaseta, any change in the next 30 minutes, dudes.
And I said, if we don't see a change in the next 30 minutes, please tell me.
Then God intervened.
And God intervened. What happened, happened, but are you not with him today? For you to see the power in prayer and
serving.
Just serving the Lord.
Amen.
And you are called to prayer to meet. And you say, man of God, we bought fish, we want to prepare our fish. Don't be like a blind man. Tell God even when you're going to pray. Take away my blindness. Show me the things that I do not know. Even what you're fighting for me that I cannot see. Amen. When we started having these warfares long back, some I will not share on the camera. We will talk when we gather.
But now, I told you,
my friend. I started having these activities. At first, it was exciting.
My way.
When you are seeing things.
But
there's a level that terrifies you. You see, this is now going uphill. Another demon came to
me.
I'd never seen it that there are other people that there are other.
And it was a demon.
This was a demon.
At first, they don't know it's a dragon.
At first, I saw it as a dragon.
Saka from afar,
from a distance, as it continued to come.
In the room, I peace prayer.
I continued in prayer. It started laughing at me. What are you doing?
In that one's what my God is in a chore.
This thing you cannot see it, I'll die.
Now, that's under presence young that room put in Revey. Because that was my first time corner that spirit.
I did not see him. I did not know my presence in that role. It told me even its name, and it was a Shona name.
Zitara Shona.
I was surprised, a Shona name.
Do paranga tanga kundi bunza mvunzo.
And he started asking me questions.
And I
heard the question.
But he was asking me.
When I was in that realm, I felt I could overcome this thing.
Because
I don't know how,
but
I
there's this awareness you only take in that realm.
But when you're in that realm, you have got this awareness that things that you're not told, you know.
I did not know that appear, it means rafunduka.
I did not know that to see it appearing, it means
it's terrifying.
Even if here, if a spirit appears and it changes to flesh,
but
it doesn't tell you that But it's a law in the spiritual that whatever that you touch, if it's terrified of you,
so
it appears. Somehow I knew that it's terrified of me. And I said, I wanted to defeat it with my
words.
I see it wanted to retreat. I want you to hear the part that shocked me.
That cutting the chief, Buddha with that vision.
As I got out of that vision, all the intestines were open. Everywhere where there's a hole, something wanted to come out. I had to
rise
to do something, and I asked myself, what was happening? In the morning, as I woke up,
around 6, it was a prayer group.
There's a prayer where I was supposed to go around 6 a.m. Where Pastor Rodzi was, the one using THG Kadoma.
What is shocking? This is the shocker now.
This is now the shocker. As I was preaching in the prayer group, there's a girl who was behind standing.
Now, usiku chini nachona senyoka.
At night, I saw this thing as a
snake.
And it changed to a
mermaid.
It was changing and shifting
but shapes.
And in the afternoon, I saw a girl. I stopped preaching and I said, I'm looking for a person with the name of
this.
And that girl manifested. And I started asking, where did you saw this girl?
But akasanga sister yangu kumvura.
She saw, she
Achita
met my
sister.
She met my sister by the water.
Uu,
I saw this spirit at night. When I mentioned the name of the spirit,
she pets at that deliverance.
After finishing,
not power at Muskane akatenda ndotenda ndotinobva peka mabhegu bvabva pamba.
That girl thanked me and packed her bags and went.
I asked mfundisi magara nekungo yakabasa almost a month.
I asked the man of God, how long did you stay with this lady? And they say a month.
Mfundisi came zvato zvisase.
And the man of God came in. How
did you know?
We were staying with this girl.
Ngamuti I had a scary vision.
And I said I had a scary vision. I was in prayer and I had a vision.
Demon barataura stare kuti rinonzi chakati.
And the demon spoke and
stare chitura ndakataura ranga ristare munhu waraka possess.
And the second name was the name of a person who
apa spirit ndimona iro.
And in the spirit I saw
papa physical ndakazona munhu waraka possess
pana taura zita. It was a person whom it was possessing and I mentioned the name.
Now, ndikati can you imagine? And this is what I'm going to test you, but Zenge test you.
Then I told him, you are the one living Chitungis, I'm going to stay.
But in Kunana 2012,
this is way back around 2012.
Face to face with that demon.
This was my first encounter with that demon.
So, shangwari yangu ndikutongo share naye mvana kirwa nenyaya.
As I was sharing with my friend, he was excited by this story.
Anza zvaitika ndikati.
And he was asking, is this possible?
So, isusu takapfata ma series kuti ma spirits ai visit achi appear kwete kuti ku vision this time ku appear.
A series of events
parotaura zvarotaura.
Where spirits manifest physically and they were angry.
Even after show me heaven.
Even after show me heaven. I told mom, there's a spirit that appeared to me and it was shouting and it was so angry.
So my friend was excited about this.
And I asked him, what were you praying for? And I said, is it a problem? Go and pray in this manner.
But
first saw many days. And he said, it's okay.
That's what Munatanga was doing.
I did not know the person was going to do it.
Raka appear.
It appeared to him. He pooped on himself. And it laughed at him. I have not even done anything
to him.
And he even asked for forgiveness.
We
received a phone call.
He did not answer me.
Just said that thing is dangerous.
Don't fight blindly.
Do not fight blindly. I told him. You shout at the spirit, territorial spirits. Do you know them?
Did not talk to
Do you shout at Chaminuka? Do you know him?
It's better uchimuziwa.
It's better when you know him.
Because ukazona ma effects, you know kuti ndiyo.
When you then see the effects, you know that it is him.
And our netes when ma effects, you know piwa simba.
You don't grow tired because of
chinoita kuti munete matanga kunamata zvinhu zvotanga kunge zvakurwadza mota sangachana amusikuona.
What causes you to be tired when you are praying is because you don't see.
Amusikuona.
You don't see.
Sa ukazona ndichiparidza.
When you see me preaching there, and I call for a meeting, people come, let us
come.
And people come in their
numbers.
Without hiring a bus. No, there's a spirit behind.
And again, Jesus' foot.
And now again, this also has got a reward.
So I discovered we Christians, we pray blindly. Muno declare my days. Unamborama fasting 5 days, five. Tomorrow 5 days.
You declare fasting days and prayer days.
Tomorrow 10.
We go 10 days.
Umanto pindo ngataruto pinda, ngaruto pinda kakati round. And unamborama fasting 10.
Some they go as if they are entering into a round.
Boruza jamru vita ere.
Are you aware of what you're doing?
It's better which is watching Zwisisa.
It's better when you know and you understand.
Even the realm of Satanism, you cannot panel van varukuzizi, varino vunduka.
Even the satanic realm, if there is no, there someone knows it, they are terrified.
So come and I finish on Thursday, Friday.
You come, we finish on Thursday and Friday.